From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. Secretary of State makes a last-ditch effort for Mideast peace. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Wednesday launched a last-minute bid to preserve the broad outlines of a two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians, which he warned was in serious jeopardy. In a speech at the State Department, Kerry also defended the U.S. decision last week to abstain from a United Nations Security Council resolution that condemned Israeli settlements on Palestinian territory. The vote at the UN was about preserving the two-state solution, said Kerry. That's what we were standing up for, Israel's future as a Jewish and democratic state.
Israel's permanent representative to the United Nations, who does not support a two-state solution, said after the vote last week, quote, "It was to be expected that Israel's greatest ally would act in accordance with the values that we share and veto this resolution." I am compelled to respond today that the United States did, in fact, vote in accordance with our values.
Kerry said Israel will always be a close ally, but that the settlements are a major obstacle to a future peace deal. He said Israelis and Palestinians can choose to live together in one state or they can separate into two states, but here is a fundamental reality, he said. If the choice is one state, Israel can be either Jewish or democratic, but it cannot be both. Reaction was swift from Israel as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Kerry's speech was skewed against Israel. He is now giving a verbal reaction to the speech. This is VOA News. News reports out of Turkey say Ankara and Russia have prepared a ceasefire agreement for all of Syria, but Russia is refusing to comment on the reports, and rebel groups say no such official truce has been agreed upon. The Turkish state Anadolu news agency, citing an official source, said the ceasefire could go into effect as early as 2200 UTC or midnight Wednesday, but Russian President Vladimir Putin spokesman Dmitry Peskov, while confirming both sides were in constant communication over Syria, refused to comment on the ceasefire reports, saying he did not have enough information. Russia's defense ministry says search teams have recovered another flight recorder from a military plane that crashed in the Black Sea, killing all 92 aboard. The ministry said the second recorder was lifted from the seabed Wednesday. The first flight recorder was found the previous day, and experts have started analyzing its data to determine the crash's cause. The Tu-154, the Russian defense ministry, crashed into the sea early Sunday, 2 minutes after it took off in good weather from the city of Sochi. It was carrying members of the Alexandrov Ensemble, widely known as the Red Army Choir, to a New Year's concert at a Russian military base in Syria. 75 years after Japan's surprise attack on Pearl Harbor during World War II killed 2,400 American servicemen, President Barack Obama and Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe made an historic visit to the memorial to honor the victims and to stress the message of reconciliation. This follows a visit by the U.S. president to the Japanese city of Hiroshima.
Paying respects at the USS Arizona Memorial, which sits above the remains of the sunken battleship, the Japanese Prime Minister offered his condolences and a promise.
We must never repeat the horrors of war again.
Abe, like Obama, did not apologize for his country's past. Instead, he highlighted efforts by the U.S. to mend relations since the war. Obama also stressed the importance of reconciliation.
The fruits of peace always outweigh the plunder of war.
Joseph Samaoni, VOA News.
An earthquake with a magnitude of 6.3 had hit eastern Japan Wednesday, according to the Japan Meteorological Agency, which added that no tsunami warning was issued. No immediate reports of damage or injury. Tokyo Electric Power Company said there were no irregularities at its Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant, where one of the world's worst nuclear accidents unfolded after a March 2011 earthquake and tsunami.
That's the latest world news from VOA.